Woody Allen has a new movie, his 35th feature film. It's called Melinda and Melinda, and it's two versions of the same story rolled into one movie. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The premise of Woody Allen's Melinda and Melinda is not just great, it's great for Allen. In a prologue, two playwrights in a restaurant, Wallace Shawn and Larry Pine, looking a lot like Andre Gregory, argue about comedy versus drama, and which form is the more vital. And then we get two interwoven versions of the same basic story revolving around the same central character, Melinda, played by Radha Mitchell. One story is a heavy drama, the other a romantic comedy. Why is this so perfect for Allen? Because for the last 25 years, he has been zigzagging between comedy and drama, first abandoning slapstick and parody for his imitation Swedish art movie Interiors, and then working his way back to more soulful comedy in The Purple Rose of Cairo and Hannah and Her Sisters. He had some sort of dramatic breakthrough with Husbands and Wives, which was made in the throes of his scandalous breakup with Mia Farrow. But his last four movies have been clunker comedies. They were a desperate attempt to regain the goodwill of an audience that has abandoned him. Allen once said that doing comedy meant sitting at the children's table, and he wanted to eat with the grown-ups, which was a blow to those of us who think that comedy can be a great grown-up art form, too. So Melinda and Melinda is of extraordinary interest to Allen watchers, a friendly contest between his two muses, maybe even a kind of summing up. The grim news is that both muses are shriveled, sclerotic shells of their former selves. His drama half features young Manhattanites in absurdly huge apartments uttering bleak statements about their unfulfilled longings in an indifferent universe with a soundtrack of classical music. His comedy half features young Manhattanites in absurdly huge apartments jabbering sillier statements about their unfulfilled longings in an indifferent universe with a soundtrack of big band jazz. One story ends sadly and makes you feel bad. One ends with an unlikely smooch and makes you feel good. And that's it, folks. It's not news that Allen's ear for drama is three-quarters deaf. His dialogue sounds like Victorian Ibsen translations. But his ear for comedy is mostly gone, too. Here's Will Ferrell as an out-of-work actor married to budding film director Amanda Peet. Ferrell is the latest gifted actor to do a mincing, blurting Woody Allen imitation.
I hope tonight didn't kill my chances of getting my movie made.
No. I think Steve Walsh was okay. I told him I was going to play one of the male characters in the movie.
What did he say?
Nothing. We discussed acting. I told him about my award-winning interpretation of Pygmalion.
Hope that was in college.
Still, I thought it was a brilliant idea to play Henry Higgins with a limp.
Ferrell's character is madly in love with Melinda, the adorably unstable downstairs neighbor with a string of failed relationships. He feels guilty, though. He says, I want to touch her, and then I'm at Nuremberg, which gives you an idea of how contemporary Allen's reference points are. The drama's Melinda is a dangerously unstable, even suicidal mother cut off from her children. She moves in with her class-conscious college friend, played by Chloe Sevigny, and her selfish out-of-work actor husband, played by Johnny Lee Miller. This destabilizes what has already been a bad arrangement. The final blow is the arrival of a suave pianist and composer, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, who stirs the souls and the erotic longings of both women to Melinda's anguish.
These things happen. Living is messy.
My head is spinning. I need to lie down and rest. I want to close my eyes and never open them again. I'm going out the window.
Alice.
Melinda, what are you doing?
The Australian actress Radha Mitchell is the only reason to see the movie. She has an extraordinary open face and a way of mixing dreaminess with sudden bursts of lacerating emotion that recalls Jessica Lange. And Chloe Sevigny is such a good, unaffected actress that she transcends her lumpy dialogue and her character's shallowness. Melinda and Melinda gives you two lousy movies for the price of one, and the spectacle of Woody Allen's creative bankruptcy doesn't make for a very good time. His ideas about comedy and drama turn out to be banal. and he still can't bring himself to regard comedy as anything but a mirthful diversion on the way to the grave. This is what happens when a once vital artist stews in his own juices for too long. Comedy, drama, it makes no difference. They both come from the same stagnant well.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate.